Welcome to Jessheim Productions 3 Mass Planning, Episode 6. When last we left our party, they had been continuing on their quest to find the strange ruins they had been informed of by the mysterious cat lady with the orb in the first episode. They had encountered the party of dragon and dragonborn that they had been informed about by the merchant who had offered them a deal for some platinum dragon scales and had managed to fulfill the agreement while warning the group of dragon and dragonborn about the potential threat of the merchant. The platinum dragon sent one of the dragonborn, a cleric by the name of Ashara, to head along with the party to help him out, and also gave Delaney a neat hat. If you enjoyed our shows, you should also be checking out the network we're a part of, the Fun Installers Network, whose promo will be playing next, and then we'll be on to the show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. On the frontier of the internet is a new website being constructed called FunInstallersNetwork.com, where they install fun directly into your brain, where they do collaborations with other creators, such as video game reviews, podcast episodes, art galleries, and they even do little game master tips for you who like tabletop role-playing games. So make sure to go over to FunInstallersNetwork.com and tell them that this really cool radio guy sent ya. Now back to your regularly scheduled program, whatever it may be.
I'm going to just say, just like my great-grandfather, you see the lady pull in his bag and pull out an urn. That probably the first time everyone else has seen him actually pull this out of his bag.
Meanwhile, I'm just working.
Shara, just listen. You carry...
Okay.
I told I would know where to put it down.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did I miss?
Yeah, Sean's character, Delaney, just pulled out an urn of ashes. He goes, yeah, what? Just like my great-grandfather here.
Oh my gosh!
In answer to the comment from the drow elf, saying that honest people are hard to find, and Delaney also mentioned that, you know, we're a ragtag band of do-gooders.
Into which we are like,
Yeah, Ashara just kind of goes that, eh. So, I mean, you caught that part, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sean, Delaney just pulls out an urn of ashes, and Ashara's just like, you're carrying, you know what?
Okay. What the hell do you have a jar of ashes?
You can't just ask somebody why they're carrying a jar of ashes.
Adular looks mildly alarmed.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it's not actually weird to carry an urn of ashes if you're going back somewhere to spread them, so, I mean...
That's true, but it's the context in which he's pulling it out. It's like, why in the fuck?
Yeah, I was told to spread them. I would know when to spread them.
I see.
And I haven't had that... I haven't had that moment because, you know, all the gnolls.
That's when you notice Imeon stop what they're doing and just, like, slowly cock their head. They recognize one word of common, and that is no. Old?
No. And Ashara taps her head. Because that's the confusion. Delaney said he would know when to spread the ashes. The wormling heard Noel, as in G-N-O-L-L.
Yeah. No, I said Noel's after that.
Oh, you did? Okay, I missed that.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, because Delaney said he was told he would know when to spread them, and he said he hasn't felt that yet. And he said, you know, because of all the gnolls, because of how we all met.
Oh, okay. Why missed that.
Why do you know gnolls? They're evil.
It's not so much that we know them.
Yeah, she's translating, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not so much that we know them. It's just more that they always kind of come after us.
But I like you. You probably got good stories.
We have a few stories, but we'll be fine. The gnolls are not that dangerous for us anyway.
They're jerks. They want my grandfather's coin.
And you all watch as once Adula is finished translating.
How'd you like?
As Imeyan turns to her with the biggest puppy eyes, like, you should go with them, keep them safe. And then when we get to Glitterspine, we can meet up and they can tell me all the stories and you can tell me more stories too.
She looks very surprised about that, given she's kind of the mom. Are you sure, my lord?
Yeah. Then they're doing all the interesting stuff and they got lots of cool stuff in the bags. Hey, do you think they got a dead body?
Adrelor takes a second to, like, even parse that.
No. That wasn't in character. That was me cracking up because I can't do it in character. Let me try again. Hey, do you think they have a dead body in there, too? I mean, they got a Ernie's thing.
I mean, technically that is a dead body. What's left of one, anyway.
Besides the one in the jar, I don't smell a dead body or what the funeral incenses or herbs meant to disguise it. So I doubt it.
What if they have a bag of holding and they have a dead body in there?
In that case, we would not know, and it would be impolite to poke around.
Okay. You should go with them anyway. They have lots of cool stories.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I know you will miss me, though.
Yeah, but we can meet up when we meet at Glittershine. The Glittershine Hills. But then, of course, I'll be left with the No Fun Parade. And you see a glare at Kugel, who just meets it with a raised eyebrow. Like, you know, like Spock does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, excuse me?
Draconic, she says to Inkugel, he is saying that I should go with them.
I didn't see why not. At the very least. It would gather interesting stories.
Although he does express some hesitance at being left with the No Fun Police. She even does little quotes with her claws. And she just, like, gives him a little smile.
Yes, well,
because she finds this funny.
And you just get a sigh of, why is this even my life? And all of you actually notice, as he shifts a bit, you all notice a small medallion of to Bahamut. So,
that tracks.
Yeah, so whoever the... Yeah, so...
Right. She hasn't turned around, but she's got a shield on her back, that whenever she does turn around, they'll see Bahamut crest as well. But she says, as long as you and the others can handle my lord, I don't doubt that will be a problem. I shall ask after ask the group after if they are willing to have me along. And indeed, it might be a source of some fun stories for him.
It is, of course, your choice to go, regardless of what. Oh, Lord.
She looks over the a group.
Ashara just waves back.
Yeah, like, you can, like, she's not, she's, like, she's studying, you guys, but she's, but it's not, she's not quite as guarded now. She's, it's more of an inquisitive look as she's speaking to the drow. They do seem like an interesting bunch, and I'm curious to see how this potential threat will work itself out. Hopefully it is nothing, and hopefully they do not wish for more skills in addition. But it would be, I think it would be prudent for me to accompany them to be sure of this, at the very least.
Indeed. Very well then. Gather what you require and say any goodbyes you wish. Of course, you would know how to reach us. Simply any, and you would know, like, any temple of Bahamut has sending stones or people that can cast sending or high level message spells.
Hey,
hey, yes. Okay, so meanwhile, Imayan has gathered up all the scales and is now putting things back in his wagon.
She turns to the group as he's doing that and says, "My lord has asked me to accompany you for a time. I do not assume that you saw anything about your group. I merely wish to ask if that is all right by your party."
Ashara shrugs. "It's fine with me, but know that we are heading very much north."
That is fine. I know how to get in touch with my lord and the rest of our caravan if need be. She asks the little one, "Would you like them to stay overnight for dinner before, so they can travel refreshed, my lord?"
"I mean, if they want, I won't say no."
Then she says in common to the party, hey, "We would like to know if you would like to camp out with us for the night so you may travel refreshed tomorrow."
Hang on, before any of you guys answer, you, Akahoshi, you notice Kat looking very no. Robin, no. Robin does not want to stay with the dragons.
I forgot about Robin.
Robin too.
Robin is very quiet right now.
Robin is trying to stay completely unnoticeable.
Yeah.
She's succeeding.
Exactly.
Well, because everything else is, well, she's basically by being quiet, she's fallen to the wayside while the 4-year-old is taking all the attention spotlight.
You know, as a 4-year-old does.
She nat 20'd stealth without needing to roll.
Here's my question. Would Ashara notice?
Yes. Yes. I would say all three of you who are currently traveling with Robin would notice. Addy, you'd also notice too, actually.
You're staring her right in the face as she's like, no.
Yeah.
Okay, let me double check something on that spell, because knowing and dealing with a small baby, she probably would have prepared calm emotions anyway. Let me double check.
It is a second level.
Oh, that's only a minute.
Yep. It's good for a temporary patch-up, but it does not solve the issue.
No.
Your friend still seems to be, having trouble.
I think for her well-being, we should probably move on as soon as we can without being rude to your lord or the remainder of your party.
Sorry, I just saw
the cat.
The cat. Yeah. That seems accurate. That is all right. Yes, I shall inform him. She turns to oh my gosh, one of these days I'm going to remember how to pronounce that.
Today is not that day.
Imeyon. Okay.
Yeah.
Imeyon. My lord Imeyon. They say that sounds lovely, but unfortunately one of their party, to be frank, is rather terrified of you. Not because of anything you have done. It is merely because, well, dragon.
I hope they get better.
I'm sure they will. But it sounds like we must part sooner than tomorrow.
Okay. Can I give you a hug before you go?
Of course.
And you know what is coming?
Yep.
As they sit on you, essentially.
Well, I was going to try rolling a con save to see if she got knocked over by a hug nuke, but that works too.
They just sit on you like a very big lap puppy.
Like one of those dogs that have grown up into, you know, what could be kindly described as a horse.
Yeah. And
does not remember that they are no longer a puppy.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, sounds about accurate to big dogs in general.
Yeah, you just see that this still fairly big wormling and just kind of try to sit on the dragonborn, who just kind of, you can tell she's used to it, and she gives Imeyon a very big hug in return.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's a good solid hug for about, you can say about a minute or so. Mm-hmm. Yes, like that, like Eric just showed in there.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
And then eventually they get off and offer to help Adia.
She'll take the help. That's just part of it at this point.
Yeah.
She puts her forehead against his and says in telepathically, I'll be back as soon as I'm able, oh my lord.
Promise?
Please take care of yourself until I promise.
Okay.
Please take care of yourself and try not to give the others too much trouble, alright? But
okay.
You can give them a little. You can give them a little bit of trouble. It's okay.
Okay.
You have my permission.
And
just a little bit, though.
You know the Chaos Ring very well.
Yep. And of course, since this is telepathic, all anyone else sees is Chaos Ring.
Yes.
That's more than enough for everyone to basically see that Mom just gave the kid permission.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
It's almost like you know the kind of joke about like grandparents giving the grandkids sugar and sending them back home to mom and dad.
Yeah.
It's almost the opposite. Well, maybe not the opposite, but it's like the mom gave the kids sugar and sent them off to the aunts and uncles. Yes.
Oh, poor
Anthony. But she gives him a little kiss on the forehead. And
have you unleashed on them.
I'm sure she'll hear all about it at the next available Bahamut temple. Yes, exactly. Either that or one of them is just going to sending spell hair and be like, what have you done? Because this is the first time she's gone off for like more extended period of time.
Yeah.
Maniacal laughter, indeed. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I love you. Be good. All right.
Hey.
She bonks her head against this. She is fully expecting you to head bonk back.
Yes, she is. It's a very gentle head bob.
Oh, okay. It's as gentle as something that is probably like still heavier than her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she's. Yeah. She's not 300 pounds. This thing is probably well beyond that.
Yeah, essentially.
Hawk.
So while Adula gathers her things, and you said you had a mount, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I've added that to your sheet. So while Adula gathers her things and readies her mount... You guys guide your horse and cart past the track, and I will move you and everything. And by the time you've done that, Adula is more or less ready to go, I'd say.
Yeah, well, like, she's, it doesn't take her that long to gather her things. She's used to traveling fairly light, but, she has her. She's said goodbye. She's said bye to everyone, and given the baby and her kiss on her forehead and hug. Because.
Aww, it's cute. Yes.
All right then. I'm ready.
All right. Okay, hey, I will montage us again.
Huzzah!
And move the horse and cart over here for the next part, which is... I definitely did ask Dasa about what is to come, so let me...
Okay, could we take a 10-minute break for the walk around bar?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine, because Dasa, you do need to get your spells in order. Please.
I think I've gotten them mostly in order, but let me double check. Look over them again. Okay. Where on the sheet would the mount be? Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Under your extras.
Extras. Oh, okay. I see it now. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You can give it a name if you want.
Okay. I'll take it. Figure out a name.
Yeah.
I had actually forgotten that I had a mount, but that's also partially because, like, yesterday I was literally finishing up a completely different character for a named person campaign.
Yeah. Oh,
so
fine.
I've literally done three different sheets this week. Three different things. let me double check my spells real quick.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see the spells.
Yeah, I'm just double checking and to make sure that's what I want. Especially, I see how it's doing it now. At least, it's not so much learning; it's just preparing.
Yeah.
It says learn for cantrips for some silly reason, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way I play it is your cantrips are what you have learned and what you can do without having to prepare or anything. Like you know them so well that. You could do them in your sleep.
Yep. Easy. Oh. One sec. And I'm going to ask the husband a second.
You say your goodbyes and you head on, continuing on the road. And it is about... It is well-worn, still well-maintained, but it is now the equivalent of a gravel track. But... You get the feeling that it is still headed north up towards the Mirabar-ish area. So Are you guys traveling in silence, or are you having a bit of small talk between you?
I'm not sure. I think Ashara would keep quiet only so she could focus on driving the horse and keeping that calm as we get away from the dragon.
Yeah. As you put distance between yourself and the dragon, you do notice your mare start to calm down and, yeah.
Excuse me. I think Delaney would actually pull an apple from it and hop down and give the horse an apple instead.
Yeah, the horse eats the apple. Are you being careful of your fingers?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Good.
No lost fingers. Other than that, it's a fairly quietish journey. And you've been, after you're on the road for about an hour and a half-ish, Akahoshi, you've noticed that the more distance you put between the dragon and yourself, the more Robin actually, relaxes. Yeah, relaxes. And you have noticed within the last few minutes, she's eyeballed all of you when she thinks you're not looking. She's definitely eyeballed Adula, but nothing seems to come of it yet. But she's definitely huddled into her cloak, almost. To the point you think she might be hiding something.
Is everything all right, miss?
Perhaps.
Press X to doubt.
Yeah,
roll me insight.
Okay.
Hang on. Does an 18 on the dice get me? I'm not even going
to... I will tell you in a second.
Give me one second.
Hang on. Come on!
Add mod is plus 6, so 24. 24 for doubt.
1 second.
Roll 20. Okay, roll 20 and me don't get on now, apparently.
Roll 20 doesn't get on with anybody. I've tried to never rolled above 10.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to roll it on my... Okay.
Better.
Okay. D&D Beyond gave me a 16.
Okay. She's definitely hiding something. What was that, Alexio?
What is she hiding this time?
I have a feeling it might be the orb.
Well, we already knew she had the orb.
Yeah, but
Agilar doesn't. Agilar knows nothing.
Yeah, hang on.
Agilar doesn't know about the orb situation.
Yeah, but the last you saw the orb, it was wrapped in travel clothes, right?
Yeah, because we could not hold it and only she could.
Yeah. Those said same travel clothes are actually now at her feet, and there is no orb. And what else? Is there anything you guys would like to do before I continue?
Agilar narrows her... Actually, what does... do I just basically get the sense that she's hiding something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will warn you that if you do anything that will prevent my return to my lord, there may be problems.
It shouldn't hurt. And
I am not concerned about the hurting.
Her, or are you about to warp vision everybody, including our driver, while we're on the mountain?
You don't know. But what
I'm
you do?
Asking Robin directly, yeah.
Oh, so you're asking her in character?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you about to just orb her, or are you about to orb us all and basically careen us off the cliff?
It shouldn't hurt. And before any of you can react, the orb, the white sphere, easily held in her hand, is out and is glowing. Agila, could you please make me a con save? You must meet DC 20.
Ease.
Oh, wait, don't worry, I got a 22.
Okay.
I rolled an 18 plus 4.
You feel this, an urge to sleep grab you, but you manage to just claw your way into remaining conscious, but you still grab your saddle as if to brace yourself, and you just hear Kat, oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay. How far up away is this chick?
She is next to. Yeah, about 5 feet.
You're all in a cart. There is not a last feet.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well,
no, Addie's on
throttling her. You're
no. Yes.
Yeah. Addie's on her
on a horse.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
You have 6 seconds to think. Go.
Swiping at her with my quarterstaff.
Okay, roll me an attack.
Non-lethal.
Roll me an attack.
Actually, I'm sorry. The equa.
Well, I mean, she's probably.
That's a 24.
Okay, roll me damage.
No, bonk.
That's 9 non-lethal.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Maybe you should warn people next time before you orb them?
Well, excuse me. And then she does it again. Roll me another con save. Make it 25 this time.
Fucking hell.
She's upping the ante. She really wants
to. Nat 20!
That is a natural 20.
That was a natural 20. It was a B on the die.
I will give you this. What's the modifier?
+4.
Okay. You feel again, you feel sleep grab at you, and you feel a sense of divine, as if whatever Robin is doing, it is something coming directly from God. Really, really wants you to sleep, but you barely manage to stay awake this time.
If Bahamut's not saying, telling her to sleep, she's not sleeping.
Do you want
Phoenix?
Roll me, yeah.
May I try something?
Yes, go for it.
I just look over my shoulder, and I lock eyes with Robin, and I say in a very sharp tone, "Stop." I rolled a 14 for intimidation.
Okay.
How do we the fact that she got smacked across the face with a quarter step would instill some memories from the last time she orbed without notice.
Yeah. And if telling her to stop it doesn't work, I will then say sack of potatoes.
What? So you all want to go to sleep as well? Because I would rather not put the driver to sleep.
And that would be an act of suicide.
Yes.
Do you think maybe you should have, I don't know, warned us or asked us before you did something like that, or waited until we were actually asleep at a campsite, or literally anything other than what you actually did?
Oh, it will take like 30 seconds maximum. Now go to sleep, please, Dragonborn.
No.
This time the orb glows bright, bright, as if it's at maximum power. Adula.
Phoenix?
Yes?
Yep.
I think
So Delaney was on the ground feeding the horse the apple.
Yeah.
And I fell along the ground and just come up behind her and smack her in the back of the head.
Remembering that unarmed attack from a monk still does a d4.
Roll me stealth first.
Okay, and I'm going to do it in D&D Beyond because that seems to be the one to use.
Alrighty.
This is 16. That's pretty nice.
That's a 16.
I mean, she seems pretty preoccupied with trying to make the dragonborn go to bed.
Okay, roll me an attack.
All right.
Roll to bonk.
Yeah.
Roll to back. Roll to bitch slap.
Exactly. Oh.
Okay, you do not hit her. As preoccupied as she is, she moves. She shifts just to the side, and it's like, just let me do my thing. And like I said, the orb glows at full power. And Adula, you have just enough wherewithal to make sure you've got a decent grip on your saddle as you drift off. And as your horse, well-trained, and knowing you enough is comes to a halt until it, so it waits until you wake up from whatever brief nap you have decided to take.
The Dreamland population, everybody in that tavern.
Okay. Slowly, you find yourself waking almost as colors start to appear, and you awaken in front of a gleaming temple, the gorgeous white marble colonnades. It drips splendor, majesty, and glory. You have seen enough fey and elven architecture to know this is elven precursor architecture. It is the temple of the twin goddesses in all its glory. Yet, somehow, you know this is not real. That it was destroyed about 300 years ago by unknown forces. And then, a choral voice says, "Find it. Find it. Find it. Find what was hidden. Go north. Hurry." And as you come to awaken after approximately 30 seconds, the rest of you hear the faintest choral voice say, "Hurry, she's seeking it too." And then, Adula, you are released from this divine sleep, and all of you watch as Robin just slumps over as if whatever she's done actually took an incredible amount of energy out of her to cast that spell at full power.
Out of character, good.
Out of character, also good.
Out of character, right. Tie her up.
Honestly, we have to do this again.
Don't worry. Edular is probably going to be suggesting something similar. Because she doesn't know what just happened.
Yeah. Round two.
Edular, when she comes to, if she were the type to swear, she would be. She is not. But what in the Wayfinder's name was that? The way, for it, is anyone here familiar with Bahamut stuff?
Hell no.
Not terribly, no.
Okay. Out of character, the Wayfinder is one of her people's epithets for Bahamut.
Fair enough.
Ashara will answer. That's Robin being Robin, apparently. She did that to us, too, when we first met. Rather than coming up to us, talking to us, explaining things.
Or telling anybody in the tavern, by the way.
Yeah, she put an entire tavern to sleep. We thought she was attacking us. It went poorly for her. Apparently,
yeah, she thought I was making a joke when she really is kind of a hood.
Apparently, she has not learned her lesson. Akaho, she see if you can take that thing away from her.
Oh, yes, I was. So. I was about to ask if anyone would mind terribly if we took that away and tied her up.
Okay, the tying her up, yes, because we did that before, and we came to an agreement that if she behaved herself, we wouldn't, you know, treat her like a prisoner.
And here we are, where she literally just could not say, "Hey, can I magically put you to sleep for like 2 seconds?"
That would have been her wrists.
That would have been preferable to that.
And obviously, while Robin is drained, I will proceed with the roll for knots and the roll for orb.
Okay, I am actually trying to look up the rules for that. What would you add to it?
Dex for the ropes. That would definitely be dex.
Definitely be a dex check at least.
Okay.
Both of these
you probably get some sort of bonus because sleep.
Yeah.
I will be right back. Y'all continue on. I just gotta grab something out of the car real quick.
Okay, so roll me a dexterity, with...
Dexterity for rope?
Yeah, roll me dexterity for rope with advantage, considering Robin is literally out cold. Yeah, and she looks like really drained. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a 19. That's a 19 on the dice plus mm-hmm. 4 for dex.
So 23.
23 for knots.
Okay. There was something else you wanted to do.
Wrap the orb back up in the clothes and put the orb away.
Okay, make me a constitution. Make me a constitution saving throw when you touch the orb.
I'm using the clothes to wrap it up again.
Okay. It is extremely hot to the touch. You get the feeling that these clothes, if left on the orb for too long, will catch fire.
Jesus Christ. Help.
Wait a minute. We have that new, fresh new bag.
Oh, yeah.
That's no longer magic.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, no longer magic. Fuck.
No, that's good because, you know, it won't be teleporting the orb anywhere. It's that's leather, true, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
At the same time, though, if it was magic, it wouldn't be breaking under the orb.
Fair. But being leather, it's probably going to last a little longer than cloth would. Dump it in the bag.
Yes.
That is very true. I will put it in the leather bag. I completely forgot about it.
Okay.
To be fair, we didn't say what a material that bag in question was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's something.
That's a better idea than what I thought you were going to do when you said, hey, we have a bag.
Good question.
Yeah.
What would pouring water over this the orb do?
Probably steam.
I mean, you can try to find it.
I was going to say, would it cool it down?
Do you want to try?
Sure. I will take some water from my water skin and pour it over the orb in an attempt to cool it down so it doesn't, you know, ignite anything.
You get a whole bunch of steam? Yeah.
That was not unexpected, so.
A bunch of very hot steam. How close are you to... Are you leaning
at least
over?
Arm's length away. I'm not dumb.
Okay, then you don't take any scalding damage, unfortunately.
God. Oh, Phoenix!
Deal with this orb.
Unfortunately?
You think the orb would have cooled down the moment Robin stopped holding it because she's completely drained the magic and there is therefore no power.
No?
No, I mean, it's actually nice to see the ontological inertia continue,
yeah,
at least a little bit. Like,
and
what did I miss?
Hot orb, it's water. She tried.
Let me
Phoenix,
damage them.
Phoenix, yeah. We're smart, so we're avoiding Phoenix damaging us. And it has upset Phoenix.
Oh no.
You
know, if we keep the orb a certain distance away from her for a day, it'll automatically unattune to her.
Then I say we put it in the bag, we keep it from her so she doesn't know where it is.
Okay.
That seems wise.
Orb-shaped bag. Should we, like, also, like, tie it, like, off the side of the cart so if it does catch fire, we can just chop the rope and just let it roll?
That may be a good idea.
You said this has happened before.
Yes, in a tavern. I almost killed her for it.
Yeah, because we thought we were being attacked.
Given what I saw, I don't know, but... Huh? Is that what I'm...
I bet she still has the arrow wound somewhere on one of her vitals.
Come on!
No, I punched that out of her.
The annoying thing is that once it was all explained, she was upset... We were upset at how she handled things.
Insert current situation.
Aguilar looks at them and then looks at Robin.
Who is now tied up.
And still unconscious.
Conscious.
Oh, that'll change in time. I have a plan to wake her up.
Oh, dear.
You tried to scold me, Phoenix. This is what you get.
Why am I having flashbacks to one of my other DMs that I've played with, Minky? I'm having flashbacks.
I got a DM here.
No. I am calling dibs on waking her up. Sorry.
Agilar is...
Hang on, Das is trying to talk, guys.
Agilar is... she looks from y'all to Robin, and she's trying to... She looks like she's mulling over saying something, and then decides against it. You kind of see her it's like kind of calculating for a second. It's like, and kind of shakes her head, like she's you're not sure that's the best course of action or something.
I will ask what time of day it is. Not to interrupt Dasa, random thought.
In character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of character, what time of day is it?
It's getting towards, so you left at, say, midday, and you've been traveling about, say, 5 hours-ish. So you'd say it is probably about time that you should either start looking for somewhere to set up a camp within, say, the next hour and a half-ish, or attempt to reach one of the many small farming hamlets around.
Sean has a good point. Depending on how big the urn versus the orb is, we could stuff the orb in the urn.
I
would say that the urn is average urn size. Average, you know, real life urn size for ashes.
That's fair. So like 6 inches at the biggest or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen bigger than that, but I mean, it just depends on how extravagant you want to get.
How big is the orb?
The orb fits...
big enough to hold in your hand.
Yeah, big enough to hold in your hand. And, Alexio, you're...
Yeah, sorry, I had to push away for something.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, it's about big enough to hold in your hand. Maybe the size of an orange?
Okay. So that says to me that the orb might be too big to put in the urn. Okay. So, I mean, it was a fairly wonderful idea.
It was a very good idea.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Let Phoenix's character rifle through dead person to find orb.
Noticing what time it is, may I make a perception roll to see if I can't find a good campsite?
Go for it.
Okay. Are you going?
She'll. I'll say, hey, Agilar is willing to help with that. So. I'm using help action for that.
Okay, roll me with advantage then.
Okay.
Yeah, while they do that, I'm gonna hide the orb off of the edge of the card so that way it does decide to spontaneously combust, we can just drop it on the spot.
That one roll was a 22.
I would say within about half an hour to 45 minutes, you find the perfect spot for a camp.